Blog Talk Radio.
Before me there was no elder him form, neither shall there be after me. I am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. Besides me there is no JC. You notice that? Here the Creator lets us know that we should worship him and him alone.
I sit at the feet of kings in the morning, in the dawn of my rise. In comes with the blessed and most learned leaders, godly and wise. Just imagine sitting in the council of righteous kings. Thousands of years condemned in a written testimony. Yahweh, sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. No understanding that which was not known. Thought it was me, but there were angels all around. The more I learn, I see how much I don't really know. Came into my life and shake the negative down, blessing me with strength when my weakness is above. These angels, the real people I man and know. The offerings of the righteous, the God's inspired word. So I give unto thee thanks and praise. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man. Yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. And so we sing with joy. Count in my blessings, yeah, yeah. One way is life, no blood. Full grace, full deliverance can be our destiny. For in this life we burn. Beginning of which is the Almighty, yeah, yeah. A blessing for all mankind. A proverbial stand, clear for all we to see. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace has swept over the land, hallelujah. Sing a song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. The Messiah in woman and man. Hallelujah. In the morning, while I'm waking, giving praises, silent talking, conversing in my mind, trying to be real and honest with me, giving time, getting set in my way. In my prayer, in this day, yeah. Now look back, for he'll come with wisdom, extolling a God bless deliverance. Pray, sing that song of a rejoicing man, yeah, hallelujah. An amazing grace, swept over the land. Hallelujah. Sing that song of a rejoicing man. Yeah. Hallelujah. Leave that song. See that song. See that song. Sing that song. Give that song. Leave that song. See that song. Sing that song. Leave that song. Be that song. See that song. Sing that song. Give that song. Leave that song.
Hallelujah. All praises to the glorious King, the creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is, giving praises to the mighty Yah. And that song said it all as we came in on the Black Plight Radio Show to bring you another program to magnify Yahweh's great and holy in righteous name, his laws, statutes, and his judgments that he gave unto Israel. And the topic of our show today is, let's discuss some truth. We like to give all praises to the Creator for blessing us to be able to be here this evening to magnify him. Hallelujah. So let's discuss some truth. Let's talk about the truth that Yahweh gave us. Because in the nation of Israel today, amongst his sons and daughters, amongst the people that know Yah, and amongst the people that don't know that they are Yah's servants, we have great controversy in the land. And the controversy is, if Yahweh be Elohim, then serve him. But if these idols be the Most High, then serve them. And we want to see, is it Yahweh enough? Is it Yahweh enough for our people? Do we have to always look somewhere besides the Creator? I believe the Most High is quite enough for us. He is the greatest Elohim. But we're going to teach our people tonight why Yahweh is so great. And let's start off by looking in Isaiah 42, the first verse. And we want to read this chapter at a nice pace, so because we're going to talk about this chapter. We're going to see if Yahweh is enough, or do we need to go to other deities and other people? Why can we not just serve Yah? And let's look in Isaiah 42, verse 1.
It reads, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the streets."
Now, who is this servant that Yahweh is speaking about? He said, "Behold, my servant, whom I uphold." Is this speaking about the Christ of the New Testament? Surely this cannot be speaking about the Christ of the New Testament, Because the only thing that Christ in the New Testament was upheld on was a tree, what he got hung on and died on. And we discussed last week, he lied about his resurrection. And nobody could pinpoint how he resurrected or where he was or who was there during the resurrection. Nobody's stories were consistent. Nobody could show us how this thing resurrected. So he was only upheld on a cross, and he died on it. So Yahweh said, behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, whom my soul delights. Who is this elect? Who is this servant? Well, let's see. Hold Isaiah 42 and go to Isaiah 43. Or no, Isaiah 49 is where I want to go. Go to Isaiah 49 and start reading in the first verse. Isaiah 49, verse 1.
It reads, listen, O owls, unto me, and hearken, ye people from afar. Yahweh have called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he have made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver have he hid me. And said unto me, you are my servant, O Yisrael, in whom I will be glorified.
And the Most High said that Israel is his servant, in whom he should be glorified. Yisrael is his servant. He didn't say, behold, JC is my servant, or Muhammad will be the last prophet and my servant. But he said, Yisrael is my servant, in whom I shall be glorified. So we see that the Almighty servant that is speaking about in Isaiah 42 is the children of Israel. We're his servants. Go back to Isaiah 42 and let's see what more Yahweh has to say.
Verse 3 reads, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail.
The Most High let his people know that Yah's servant aren't going to be these people screaming and shouting on the street corners, disrespecting the daughters of Zion, disrespecting human beings, and just being mean and ornery towards people walking down the street. Yahweh said, this is not how my servant will behave. He will not break a bruised reed. He will not add insult to injury. He will not quench the smoking flax. He won't throw more wood on the fire and cause more grief than already is happening. Yah's servant deals with wisdom and discretion. Yahweh puts his servants in the best of situations, in the greatest of places, so that his word can be magnified and that his truth can be heard. He doesn't want his servants on the street corner hooping and hollering, or in somebody's church wagging their tongue like a dog and creating all kind of ruckus. That's not Yah's servant. But Yah's servant shall bring judgment, righteousness, balance to the truth. Keep reading.
Verse 4. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law.
Mm-hmm.
Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yahweh, have called
This is what Yahweh has done. He made all these things, and we are continuously seeking after those that do not make these things, that have not made the heavens and the earth, that have not stretched out the heavens and have not founded the earth and does not give breath unto us. And we are continuously chasing after those idols and people that are not our power. But Yahweh said that he is the one that has stretched out the heavens. He is the one that has made the earth and established it.
I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness and will hold thy hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light.
Yahweh said that he held our hand. He has called you in righteousness. Yahweh didn't call you just because you were so great and wonderful. Yahweh called his people Israel because we are descendants of Abraham. And the greatest nation on earth, that all nations will be blessed by us. So he called us because he is righteous, honors that which he has said, and he has lifted us up because he has said that we will be a great nation. Isn't that enough for our people? Is it not enough for our people that we are the only nation on earth called by the only Elohim to be a blessing to the whole earth? He said, you I have given for a covenant to the people and a light to the Gentiles to open the blind eyes. See, Yahweh said Israel will open the eyes of the blind. It will not be the people that we've been seeking after for so long. It won't be so-called Jewish man. The so-called Jewish man does not open the eyes of the blind. And I'll show you why. Because Yahweh said he's going to bring the prisoners out from the prison. That's what we're here for, to free people. Those who sit that has put our people in darkness in many shapes, forms, and fashions. It is the so-called Jewish man, the one that perpetrates the fraud of being a child of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are the ones perpetrating this fraud that they are the children of Yahweh. And they have put us in darkness spiritually. They have put us in darkness by keeping our eyes blinded from the truth. And it is not the so-called Jewish man that will be able to bring us up out of the darkness. They keep their days at night, their years at the end of the year. They keep their months at night. They keep everything they do in darkness. And the heathens who are round about no different. They start their days in the middle of the night. They start their years in the middle of the winter, in the middle of the night. They don't have any light in them. They don't speak according to the words of Yah. They speak according to the words of their counselors, their astrologers, their sorcerers, their soothsayers, their monthly prognosticators. They speak according to the words of their wizards and their witches and their necromancers and all their instructions to speak according to his word. And we're the ones that are told to bring the people out of that prison houses and bring the people though that sit in darkness out of the prison house. And then in verse 8, he says,
I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither
and
my praise.
And you see, Yahweh let us know that he is the creator. He said, I am Yahweh, that is my name, and my glory, my praise, my honor, my shine, my glory will I not give to another, nor
my praise to graven images.
He won't give it to a crucifix. He won't give it to a sun sculpture. He won't give it to a hieroglyph wall. He won't give it to a Virgin Mary statue, a black Madonna, a white Madonna, a Chinese Madonna. He won't give it to any graven image. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare before they spring forth. I tell them to you, Yahweh says. Keep reading.
Sing unto Yahweh a new song and his praise from the end of the earth, you that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar does inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Yahweh and declare his praise in the islands.
And let all the people of the earth praise the mighty Yah, because Yahweh is the one that said he has given, shown us the former things that have already come to pass, and he said they would, and he told us before they did, and they came to pass, and he declares the new things before they come. Yahweh tells us these things. So we sing to him a new song because he is the one that has glorified himself in this earth to show us how everything shall happen. He has told his prophets, and he has given his prophets the word, and his prophets has led them known to the earth. So the whole earth will sing, and the whole earth will give glory to Yah and declare his praise in the islands. Yahweh shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yea, he shall cry aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. What does he say in verse 14?
I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the river islands, and I will dry up the pools.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make
darkness. And that's what Yahweh is showing us. He is showing us today in this place of Babylon, the United Snakes of America. He is showing us that we have been brought from a place in a way which we have not known. He has led us blind people by a way we have not known. And we are still being led in a way that we haven't known before. We have been here nearly 400 years. Yahweh said in Genesis 15 and 13, that surely thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall afflict them and serve them 400 years. And he has said in every word that he said, and we have been here nearly 400 years. And in these 400 years, we have forgotten our name. We have forgotten our creator. We have forgotten our land. We have forgotten our laws, statutes, judgments, customs. We have forgotten our language. We have forgotten our morals. We have forgotten our seasons. We have forgotten everything that had us to become and solidify, be established, and operate as a nation. It has all been taken away from us. What did Yahweh say in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 45th verse? Let's see what Yahweh states there. I mean the 48th verse.
It reads, therefore shall you serve thy enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things, and he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck, until he have destroyed you.
And this is exactly what Yahweh has allowed our enemies to do. He has allowed our enemies put a yoke of iron on our neck until we have been destroyed and we are completely liberated as a nation. In this own country that we live in today, just one country that has only a couple of the tribes of Israel in it, you have hundreds of denominations of Christianity, multiple sects of Islam, multiple sects of Hebrew Israelites. It's just riddled with division. And one group of people cannot be in agreement with another group of people because they don't like their congregation. People speaking up in the nation of Israel because they just don't like the way the other man talks. What kind of nonsense is that? We're supposed to be people that love each other. Yahweh said, love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, if you in any wise don't suffer sin upon them, but rebuke your neighbor, correct your neighbor. You would want somebody to correct you. You would want somebody to talk to you if you were going in the wrong path. But instead of rebuking our neighbors, we scorn our people. We talebear against our people. We try to bring down our people and fight against our own people instead of lift up each other. That's not how Yahweh wants us to be, but he said that this would happen to us because we did not choose his ways. So we're now destroyed as a nation. And now Yahweh said he's going to lead the blind in a way that he has not known and in paths that he has not known. In Isaiah 42 and 16, in the last part of that verse, he says, I will make darkness light before them. Now, truthfully, the creator of all done what he said and is doing what he said. He said he will make darkness light before his people. Well, don't you know, my people, that just a short while ago, many, if not all, of the Israelite population that knew who they were serving Yahweh according to the way of the so-called Jewish man. The so-called Jewish man taught that the day begins in the evening or the nighttime. Said that when it's evening, it is a new day. Or when it is night, it is a new day. They start their day at night. They start their year in the seventh month. They call it Rosh Hashanah. And the real head of the year is Abib, the month that we're in right now. But the Jewish man calls the seventh month Rosh Hashanah. When I was growing up in New York, we always had school off in New York. You know, New York and New York City area, there's more so-called Jews than in the country they call Israel. But we would always have the day off in September or early October, depending on how they did their months, we would have off Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I had no idea what that was when I was a child. But then I realized I always had off on those days in school because the Jewish man would call it their new year. But when you come into the knowledge, you realize that the first day of the seventh month, as it states in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, in the 23rd to the 25th verse, is Yom Day Turah, day of blowing of trumpets. It's not Rosh Hashanah. We just had a Rosh Hashanah, a new year, several weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, I should say. We just had a new year. But the so-called Jewish man starts his year at the end of the year, and he starts his day at the end of the day. and he starts his festivals at the end of the day. And Yahweh sent a prophet, that means an inspired man, a messenger with his word, Yah's word, in his name, the name of Yahweh, and he taught us to come out of the darkness. His name was the late great prophet of Yahweh, Moreh Elisha Yisrael, the founder of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference and the founder of the congregation called the House of Yisrael, started in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1968, the congregation whom I am now the teacher of, along with my brother, Moreh Naphtali Yisrael, and we still are in accordance with the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference. Moreh Elisha is the founder. He's the prophet that taught these things from the city of Cincinnati in which we reside in today, us over here in Cincinnati. And he brought us the light teachings, the teachings of the light, not the teachings of the darkness. He said, I will make darkness light before them and crooked places straight. And don't you understand? What's a crooked place? What's a crooked thing? What's a thing that's crooked? If you hold that and go to Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, and start reading in the 25th verse, we're going to see something.
It reads, wherefore?
No, start reading in verse 23.
I lifted up mine hand unto them, also in the wilderness, that I will scatter them amongst the heathens and disperse them through the countries, because they have not executed my judgments, but have despised my statutes and have polluted my Shabbat. And their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good and judgments whereby they should not live.
You see this? This is what Yahweh gave us unto because we didn't keep his ways, which were not crooked. They were not bent up and messed up and unrighteous, but they were straight. They were right. They were balanced. They were correct. They were perfect, and they are perfect. But because we didn't listen to him, because we didn't keep his judgments, his statutes, and we didn't keep his Sabbaths, and we went after our father's idols, we now were received with judgments and statutes that are not good and that we cannot live by. And you tell me, can somebody live by a statute such as one in the New Testament that tells you to take a butt whooping from your master if you haven't done anything wrong, which is a complete contradiction to the law of Yahweh, which states that if your master whoops you and harms you, he shall let you go free for the harm he's done to you, according if he's hurt your eye or your teeth. He shall let you go free. And if he don't let you go free, you get the chance to run away. You shall go into another city, and the people in that place shall not turn you over to the slave driver, as they done to us in this wicked land. When we ran away, they turned us back to these evil slave masters. Frederick Douglass, who was a Christian, beat up his slave master, ran away, and was rubbing shoulders with the president of the United Snakes. So why didn't he adhere to the New Testament? Because he knew he couldn't live by that. Harriet Tubman, who was a Christian, freed hundreds of slaves and beat up and might even kill people that were trying to stop her from being a slave liberator? Why didn't she live by the words of allow thy enemy to smite you on your right and left cheeks and don't resist evil? Because she knew she couldn't live by that. And said out of her own mouth, I would have freed many more if they just knew they were slaves. If they just knew they were slaves, and this was in the 1800s. Same thing we're saying today. If our people just knew they was in captivity, we could wake them up. And why didn't Nat Turner, who was a Christian, who proclaimed he was getting visions from Christ himself, why didn't he listen to the Christ of the New Testament, who said, do not resist evil? He went and killed over 100 honky crackers, white people. He went and killed them. He didn't live by those. Why? Because he couldn't live by that. And Yahweh, what did he give us? What did he give us today, according to Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, about giving and setting the crooked places straight? What did he give us? He gave us his servant, Moray Elisha, to teach us the true words of Yah, and he delivered us the truth by destroying, obliterating, and desecrating the book you've been taught is the book of God in the Gospels called the New Testament. I could use the New Testament like toilet paper today because of what I learned from Yah's prophet. Give me the New Testament, and I'll make it look like garbage. Give me the Quran, and I'll make it look like refuse. And nobody in this planet of Earth can come to me with the New Testament or the Quran, with the Quran with a K, with the book of going forth by day or going forth by night, with the book of Jubilees, with the book of Jasher, with the book of Enoch, with the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden, with the Tao Te Ching, with the I Ching, with the Vedas, with the Mayan tablets, with the Emerald tablets. You can't come to me with the sayings and the odes of any soothsayer. You can't come to me with the philosophies of the Orishas of the Yoruba religion. You can't come to me with any words that are not the words of Yah and believe that you can prevail over the words of Yah, because I've been taught by Yah's great prophet how to destroy every false matter with Yah's word. And it's very simple, because there is no counsel, there is no wisdom, and there is no understanding against the word of Yah. So we challenge anybody to show us this. How can you prevail against the words of Yah with books of falsehood? Because Yahweh has now set the crooked places straight. The Quran tells a man that he could beat his wife if he suspects her to be disloyal. And can you live by that? And that's in Surah 4, Ayat 34, if you want to know where it's at. It tells his man, the man, he could beat his wife if he just suspects she's being disloyal. Well, the country that you live in is against domestic violence on their books. They put you in jail for domestic violence. You get a harsh sentence if you're a wife beater. It's illegal. You can't live by that in the own country you live in, if you live in America and a lot of other countries. The Quran tells you you can eat swine if you're hungry. And swine is a known killer. The Quran tells you you can eat fat. But the Israelites couldn't eat fat because of their disobedience. And fat from animals is a known killer. The Quran tells you that the world, the heavens and earth, was made in 8 days. And that's a known lie. Just a straight out lie. There's only 7 days in a week, but the Quran tells you that the world was made in 8. And then in one place it tells you it was made in six. So it doesn't even understand its own self. Black people love being Muslims, but in the Quran, it tells you that black faces are going to be damned in the day of judgment. The Quran tells you that you can eat camels, but in the law of Yahweh, in Leviticus the 11th chapter, it tells you not to eat camels. The Quran does not restrict you from eating rats, cats, dogs, snakes, squirrels, possums, roaches, beavers, and frogs. But Yahweh said you can't eat any of those things. So you can't live by that stuff. But how do we know this now? Because Yahweh said over 2,000 years ago, over 3,000 years ago, that he will send his servants to set the crooked places straight. And surely we're not finished straightening out these crooked places. We still have to give you the message and the truth about how Yahweh wants his seasons to behave and how he wants his people to behave during his seasons. He doesn't want our people following the so-called Jewish man, starting your year in the seventh month and starting your days at night. He set forth all these instructions. So we have to continue to seek the word of Yahweh. He said, I will do these things for them, for his elect, for his servant, and they shall not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed. Trust in graven images. What else does it say?
That say to the molten images, ye are Elohims.
And that's what people are saying to these idols and statues that they worship in church. People bowed down and fell down to Christ all day last Sunday. And called it Easter and sunrise service, resurrection Sunday, and the only thing that resurrected was the economy from all the candy and suits and Easter baskets you was buying. The Christ didn't resurrect. Your spirit didn't resurrect. You fell down to an idol and said that that's your God. And Yahweh said this is not your Elohim. Yahweh said that this is not your Elohim. What does he say in verse 18?
You deaf, and look you
hear
blind.
Hear ye deaf. Yes.
And look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf,
or
as,
deaf
my messenger.
As my messenger, whom I sent. Deaf.
Who is blind as he that is perfect?
And blind
Yahweh's
as
servant.
Yahweh's servant. Do you hear what he's saying? You just blind and you're deaf, but you're his servant. You're seeing many things, but
you observe not.
You're seeing the sun rise in the morning, but you're not observing that it's a new day. Instead, you're calling the nighttime a new day. Even though the scriptures say, in Genesis 1 and 14, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide day from night. And let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. The greater light rule the day, and the lesser light rule the night. But we're seeing many things. We're seeing that this great light comes up every morning. But we're not observing that this is the day. We're seeing. We read the whole scriptures. You have scholars out there today, Hebrew scholars, as they call themselves, princes, kohanim, moreis, rabbis, priests, preachers, ministers, doctors, they read this book. They see all the words in this book, and they come and tell you that there's a Santa Claus, or that there's a JC, or that a day begins at night, or that a month has 28 days, or that a Sabbath floats around like a balloon or something. It's saying the Sabbath is dictated by when the month begins. And I've never seen that in the scriptures. The Sabbath is dictated by the seventh day of the week, not the seventh day after the first month or the seventh day after the month. Yahweh didn't give a month before he gave a Sabbath. He gave a day before he gave a week, and he gave a week before he gave a month, and he gave a month before he gave a year. And that's the order of your sacrifices in Numbers 28:29. In the Most High, we see all these things in this book. We see this stuff, but we don't open up our, we don't observe. Say we opening up our ears, but we don't hear. But it says in verse 21,
Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable.
Yes, but Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And surely Yahweh is magnifying the law today. This is what the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference is about, magnifying the law and making it honorable. And how do we do this, my people? We do it by discussing the law. We do it by bringing the law out and discussing it and seeking it and revealing what we've been revealed to the people and showing each other what the law is, what the scriptures say, and seeking it in truth and sincerity so we can seek Yah, as he said, by gathering ourselves together. Do you need a greater convention than that? You got the National Action Network, and they haven't put forth any national action except voting for your oppressor. You have the NAACP, the National Association Folk, or I don't even know what it means anymore. I don't pay no attention to these people. But you have the NAACP, and they are supposed to be the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And how have they helped colored people advance? How? By voting for your oppressor. You have the United or the Urban League, and what have they done by joining together in the urban places? What has the Urban League done? Have they lifted you and I up? We're still in these urban places with crack, cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, all kind of pills. And what are they doing except getting paychecks and being riding around as fat cats? You have the Baptist Association, the Episcopalians Association, the Methodist Associations, all these preachers associations telling you they're preaching the gospel. And how have they raised up any of us? We're still serving plastic images, porcelain gods, glass sculptures, wooden images, stone images. You have the Nation of Islam, and their national headquarters is in Chicago, Illinois. They don't even have their own city. At least some organizations try to make themselves sovereign and say that they're their own nation and register themselves with the United Nations and attempt to be a different nation. But Yahweh said there's no salvation in that either. Go to the book of Isaiah, if you will, to the 8th chapter. Isaiah, the 8th chapter, and start reading, if you like, at the 12th verse. And we're going to get to our callers in just a moment. Start reading at the 11th verse.
It reads, "For Yahweh spake thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying."
And when I was a child, and when I was a young boy and a young man, I went through almost every organization, religion, and institution I could find that was trying to be uplifting for black people, and I just couldn't stick to any of them. I just couldn't deal with any of them because Yahweh's hand was strong with me and instructed me to not walk in the way of his people. As many of you who's been woken up by the Creator, you couldn't just stick with the 5% of the nations of the gods and the earth who they've been splashing on the news reels lately because one rapper wants to wear a medallion with an 8-point or a 7-point star saying that representing the nation of the gods and the earth, the 5% nation that was started by Clarence the 13th X, a spinoff of the nation of Islam who calls themselves gods and earth and has a supreme mathematics and a supreme alphabet and 120 lessons and a bunch of garbage that don't give you anything to build the truth. But the only thing that it does is build pride because it's not teaching you about the true power of the universe, who is Yah, who already told you that you were God. He didn't say that the men are just gods and the women are earth, but Yahweh said in Psalms 82, the 6th verse, ye are gods. All of you are the children of the Most High. Women and men are children of the Most High in the nation of Israel. The daughters of Zion are goddesses, and the men are gods. The men are gods. We don't have to belong to a nation of gods and earths who only say that the women are earths and the men walk all over the earth and they're gods and the children of some moon orbiting the man and the woman. They don't even have oxygen in the atmosphere, which is scientific references. But Yahweh already told his people that they were gods, powerful, they were divine. But you will die like men and fall like one of the princes of the earth because we have not served Yahweh with all our heart, soul, and might. So he said, don't go into the way of this people. In verse 12,
say you not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy. Neither fear
yeah, don't
you
say that. A confederacy to all whom these people shall say, let's join with them, because they're becoming a sovereign community, and they're going to have their own little license plate and ID cards. And if a cop pull you over, you can recite to him a bunch of statutes and ordinances as the United States Revised Code or whatever state you're living in Revised Code, so you cannot become arrested. And if they arrest you, they can't keep you in jail long. And you know what? I'm not doing all that stuff. I'm not studying the Black Laws Dictionary for hours upon hours to learn about this man's law when I need to study the Torah to learn about Yahweh's law. And I already know my rights, and I know my rights are inalienable. And my right is that I'm a son of Yah, and that Yahweh is my power. And if a police officer pull me over, Yahweh is going to make sure if I'm right with him, he's going to whisper in that police officer's ear, you better not touch my son. And the police officer, he's going to see my car don't have insurance. He's going to see that my license plates ain't correct. He's going to see that I got a gun license and I might have a gun on me and that my headlight is out. But for some reason, Yahweh is going to let me go away from him, because he delivers us from these people. And I don't need to know the Black Laws Dictionary. I don't need to know all the Constitution and by heart so I can get off of the cops. That's what people that don't want to seek Yahweh have to do. So don't say confederacy with everybody that says confederacy. Don't do that. And don't let your fear be their, be your, don't let their fear be your fear. Go ahead.
Nor be afraid. Sanctify Yahweh of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.
Yeah, let Yahweh be your fear. So be afraid of Yahweh. Don't be afraid of NYPD, Cincinnati PD, LA PD, Baltimore PD, Atlanta PD. Don't be afraid of these cops. Don't be afraid of the prosecutors. Don't be afraid of these people. Don't be afraid of what the Jewish man is going to say. Don't be afraid of what your friends down the street are going to say. Fear Yahweh. Isn't that enough? Because I know if you fear Obama, then you're fearing a man. And what is Obama going to do to you that Yahweh can't do to you? Obama has no power over you. The governor of your state, he might threaten to take away food stamps, and he might take them away. Well, what's that mean? Yahweh told you to plant your gardens and build some houses. Now, how are we going to do that if we're not together? We need to get together. Yah said, gather yourselves together. So let's not be being afraid of what these people are afraid of. Fear Yah. Let him be your fear. Let him be your dread. And he will be to you as a sanctuary, as a safe place, as a good place. But our people don't think that this is enough. Our people think we have to go and be like all the other nations and be like all the other people. And even when you start knowing Yahweh and hearing the word of Yahweh and doing the word of Yahweh, our people still want to act like the nation. We want to celebrate Christmas when they celebrate Christmas. We want to celebrate Kwanzaa when they celebrate Kwanzaa. We want to celebrate Easter when they celebrate Easter. We want to celebrate spring, even though Yahweh never mentioned spring. We want to celebrate autumn, even though Yahweh never mentioned autumn. We want to have a New Year's party, even though it's not New Year's. We want to do things with the heathens and still call ourselves Israel. We want to call ourselves John Doe and Yehoshua ben Israel at the same time. You can't have both worlds. You can't live on both sides of the fence. You have to choose one way. You have to walk with Yah or walk without the Most High. Which one are we going to choose? We have to make that choice. Yes, we do. And if we can go before, and if you have any questions, and if you have any comments, the number is 323-443-7418. And if you're on the phone line, you can just press 1 and we'll get to you as soon as possible. But first, we want to go to the last scripture that we'll read before we take our callers, which is Psalms 115. Starting at the first verse. Psalms 115, verse 1.
Read. Not unto us, O Yahweh, not unto us, but unto your name give glory. For your mercy and for your truth's sake.
Yes. You see what he said? Not unto us, O Yah, not unto us, but unto you give glory for your mercy and your truth's sake. We don't want any glory. Don't call up here and don't see me in the street and say, Ishai, you so smart. You so intelligent. You so wise. Ishai is nothing. Ishai is simply doing what Yahweh told him to do, which is speak his word faithfully. And I try, and I might not pass the test all the time. So I don't want the glory. Yahweh gets the glory. If you're a good singer, don't glorify yourself. Glorify Yah. If you're a good car racer, glorify Yah. Not unto us, but into thy mercy, into thy truth. Verse 2.
Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their Elohim? Both our Elohim is in the heavens. He have done whatsoever he have pleased.
Yeah, Yahweh is in the heaven. He has done whatsoever he pleases. It was pleasing to Yahweh to tell his prophets when the day begins. It was pleasing to Yahweh to tell his prophets when a year begins. It was pleasing to Yahweh to tell his prophets when a month begins. It was pleasing to Yahweh to tell his prophets where to keep the Passover, where to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread, where to keep the Feast of Weeks, where to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Yahweh let his prophets know. He does whatsoever he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold. Keep reading.
The works of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them.
Well, yes, it is. Yes, they are. And we don't want to trust in any idols. We don't want to trust in any of the people that make idols and trust in idols. We only want to trust in Yahweh. Isn't Yahweh enough? And if Yahweh is enough, then his word is quite well enough. And we need to sanctify Yah and his words alone, because he alone is great. He alone is the king. He alone is our savior, and there is none else. All praises to the mighty Elohim, whose name is Yah. We're going to now go to our callers. We're first going to our first caller from the internet. Shalom, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Shalom.
I have a couple questions I want to ask you, and I admit I am not of your faith, and I am not a religious individual, but I heard you talking about black leadership and what they weren't doing for the community. And I guess my question is, how come you don't question God with the same vigor that you question black leadership and what has not been done for the black community, despite all of black people's, you know, prayers over the last 800 years?
Mm-hmm. Is that your only question?
As of right now, yes.
Okay, why don't we question the Most High with the same vigor as we question the black leadership after all the prayers that has been sent up for the past 800 years? Well, I'll show you why. You might not adhere to any certain faith in the faith that we're in, but the answer to your question is in the scriptures, because Yahweh says this in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 15th verse, where it says, "But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim," and Yahweh is the name of the creator, the one that created everything, and Elohim is our power. That's what Yahweh means. That's what Elohim means, our power. Yahweh, your Elohim, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Yahweh let us know before we even went into our homeland that if we did not keep his laws, that we would be doomed. And he said we would be cursed in the city. So I don't go and question the Most High and say, why haven't you done anything for me in this city when I see all my people getting shot down? Because I know what we've done. He said, cursed shall you be in the country. And I don't question the Most High when I see the black farmers getting their money taken and their land taken and not being served justly throughout this country for all the money that's been taken from them and the land that's been taken from them. I don't ask the Most High, why have you cursed us in the country? Hold on, sir. I'm answering your question. I don't ask the Most High, why have you cursed us in the country? Because Yahweh already let us know we would be cursed. And he went on throughout the 68th verse to tell us that we would be cursed always that we're in, as long as we don't keep his commandments. And truthfully,
okay,
if we don't do the laws, we're in a messed up position. Yahweh already told us what's happening.
So in other words, this is kind of like a degree of sadomasochism, because if black people don't all get on one accord and all support the same faith or the same God that you believe in, then whatever state or condition that we continue to exist in is our fault. So essentially, the first step should always be us going off and seeking the benevolence of God, as opposed to actually doing things for ourselves. Correct?
No, you're not correct. the correct way to put it is the reason that we're in our state is because our ancestors walked away from the ways of the Creator, and we too have walked away from the ways of the Creator. Our first
I'm saying, if you look at China,
answering your question, please.
You asked me a question.
You said, "Are you correct?" And I'm saying no, and I'm correct.
My point is,
if you would let me speak, please.
Okay.
So I'm gonna have to put you on mute because you don't want to let me speak, and that's not gonna happen because you asked me a question. So our first step. And this is for anybody else that wants to know, is in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And Yahweh lays out for us what our steps should be to become back to him. In 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, the Creator states in the 14th verse, if my people who are called by my name, and that's who we are, the children of Israel. We're his people. We're called by his name, Israel. We're called by the name of Yah. We're the children of Yah. We're the people of Yah, and we're called by him. He said, if my people who are called by my name will
humble
themselves. Go ahead.
And pray and seek my face and
now
turn
stop
from
there. He said, will humble themselves. So that means if you are being corrected from the error of your ways, you see that JC is plastic, porcelain, stone, metal, gold, iron, and he doesn't do anything for you. If you see that he ain't anything for you, then he's saying, humble yourself and stop doing that stuff. If you see that the Communist Party isn't doing anything for you and then didn't do anything for Huey P. Newton, for Stokely Carmichael, they didn't do anything for any one of these people. If you see that, then the Most High is saying, humble yourself and stop trying to go back to the ways of these foolish, but go to the way of my way, the true way. If you want to be self-reliant, if you want to be self-sufficient, the first thing you need to do to be self-sufficient is humble yourself to the greatest power of all, who is the Creator and his truth. Then you're to do what? Pray, and then consider him. Talk to the Creator. Ask him for some help. Pray and summon him. Told you to. And then what else?
And seek my face.
Seek his face. Seek the shining. Seek the glory. Seek the favor of Yahweh. And how do you seek the favor of Yahweh? Yahweh already let you know how you seek his favor. He already told you what is favorable to him. He already told you what he delights in. And hold this, and you're going to see what Yahweh wants you to do in Psalms 1. Because I know there's people out there that think we're just a bunch of praying and singing and talking kind of people. But that's not who we are. Of the house of Israel that belong unto the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference. That's not who we are. I don't know who anybody else is, but I know that's not who we are. And in Psalms 1, it says in verse 1,
blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the unelohimly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yah, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
That's what's delightful to the Creator.
somebody that delights in his law, because that's how you seek his face, by doing Yah's law, which if we did Yah's law, we would be self-sufficient. We would be doing things for ourselves. Yahweh told his people, while you're in captivity, deliver yourself. He didn't say run out of here on the first thing smoking. He said build your own house in captivity. Plant your own garden in captivity. Trust in his power in captivity. Marry your sons to your community neighbors' sons and daughters, your daughters and sons. Marry them off to each other. Don't go over to the Chinese man and the Korean man and the Mexican and the white man and the Indian and marry unto them, but build your own communities. Have you a little Zion. Everybody else got a little Italy, a little Sweden, a little China, a little Portugal, a little Poland, a little Ukraine. Well, have you a little Zion in every major city and outpost? Be a community. That's the law the Most High gave us. He said, have a Sabbath day. Every 7 days, you're to keep the Sabbath and gather in a holy convocation. Every 7 days, we should be having a community gathering, praising the Most High. Every 7 days, we should be eating together, rejoicing together, building on the truth of Yahweh together. That's what Yahweh told us to do in all our dwellings. He didn't tell us to sit around on your hands and just pray and wait for me to come. He said, deliver yourself. And then after he says, seek your face, seek his face, what else? And turn from your wicked, from their wicked ways. He wants us to turn from the wicked ways. Stop trusting after Christ. Stop trusting after the political system. Stop trusting after Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey. Stop trusting after Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. Stop trusting after Ben Jealous and the NAACP. Stop trusting after all these organizations. But only trust in Yahweh. And then, what did he say he would do after that?
Then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
Then he going to heal your land. He's not going to make you the richest man in America. He's not going to make you the richest man in South Africa. He's not going to make you the richest man in France or in England or in Canada or wherever place you reside in today. He's going to heal your land. We're the only people without a land. Do you understand? We're the only people without a land. We're the only people without a name, and we're the only people without a land. And everybody want to be like us, and everybody want to have our land. And we the only people walking around this earth like this. And you want to know what are we to do? Well, this is what we're to do. The laws of the Creator. Because then he's going to heal your land and forgive your sins, and then he will return us to our own land, where we will become the greatest kingdom on earth. That's what we're to do. That's how we're to behave. That's how we're to do as the children of Israel. And I'm having technical difficulties at this moment where I cannot get to any of my other callers at this moment. So I apologize. I'll try to get to them as soon as I can. If there are any calls waiting, I'm not able to see that option right now, but we will in a short minute be able to see if we have any
callers that want to contribute to what we're speaking about today. And the truth of the matter, what we're speaking about is, isn't Yahweh enough? I hope he's enough for you. He's surely enough for me. Is he enough for you? Because many of our people are seeking after something besides the Creator. Many of our people are seeking after idols and not seeking after the true and living Elohim. So we want to know, is Yahweh enough? Let's discuss some truth here. Brother called and said, what are we to do? What are we doing? And if our people will understand, when you call on our show, if you ask a question, let the host answer the question so you can hear the answer. If you try to talk over the host and you don't adhere to the warning of not stopping your interruption, we will have to put you on mute. We will come back to you if you please, but if you don't please, then you can just listen. But please, don't be rude. That's not how we conduct ourselves when we're dealing with these topics. But the Almighty let us know, if you want to see something else that we're to do, the Almighty showed us what we're to do in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, the 16th verse. If you don't mind going there and reading that, you'll get a clear understanding of our mission while we're here on this earth and what we're to do. Isaiah 34, verse 16.
It reads, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read. No one of these shall fail. Not one shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it has gathered them.
So this is what we must do. Seek out of the book of Yah and read. Because Yahweh brought together these books. And this is how you know how to live. I was discussing with my brother earlier today that Yahweh told you to put a battlement around your house so you don't incur any blood if anybody fall. Yahweh told you, told a man and a woman the type of clothes they should wear. Yahweh told you what kind of fringes you should put on your garment. Yahweh let you know how you should eat. Yahweh let you know how you should clean. He even has laws about how to get the plague out of your house. Yahweh has laws about how to capture a bird and not leave and not take the eggs with it. Yahweh has laws about plowing with the ox and the ass together. Yahweh has laws about mingling your clothes together and about mingling your seeds together and about gleaning the corners of your gardens. Yahweh has laws for every aspect of life, every aspect of life. So you know the book of Yah isn't just a book of fairy tales and mythology like the New Testament, like the Quran. Now we're back with our call board here. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to get to my callers. Let's see. We have a caller from a, let me see here, dealing with some technical issues. Well, I'm not sure if we're able to get to them at this moment. So everybody that's calling in, I apologize for our technical error. We know you're trying to call and trying to make comment, but nevertheless, sometimes when you're dealing with the heathens, technology, they do exactly what they say they won't do, which is work. But at least we're still on the line, and we're going to continue the program. And if you're not able to comment this week, then please call back next week, and we'll make sure
will get you on the line so you can respond to the words that we're speaking here today. So before we close out, I just want to make some announcements, and maybe by the time I'm finished making my announcements, we'll be able to receive some more callers. The first announcement I would like to make is for everybody that is in listening, that is in the listening audience, that they please remember that the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference, the 21st annual conference, will be held this summer in Jackson, Mississippi. And the hotel that we'll be at is the Staybridge Hotel and Suites, or Staybridge Suites and Hotel. And you can go to our website, worldgatheringisrael.org, to go to the 21st Annual Sacred Laws Conference, right on the home page. And you'll be able to get all the information to make reservations for your hotel room and where all the events and festivities will be at. So don't forget to make your reservations for the restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, July 24th through the 27th. Also, if you are interested in knowing Yahweh more than you do today, I alert you to go to our website, worldgatheringisrael.org, and making sure you listen to our Sabbath class tomorrow, beginning at 1 p.m. from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. We'll be on at 1 p.m. right there from our website and our homepage. It says House of Israel of Cincinnati, and then it says click here to listen to the class live. It'll take you right to our live streaming page where you can hear Yah's words from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. from Cincinnati, and also from, I believe, 11 a.m. to around 6:30 p.m. in Atlanta. Go to the same web page. Also, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. is Moray Elisha's rebroadcast shows and classes at 8 a.m. here on blogtalkradio.com/houseofisraelATL. And you'll be able to listen to his class at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning on the Sabbath day. You can also go to the same radio program on the Sunday, first day, at 3:30 p.m. is Moray Elkanah of the House of Israel of Atlanta, bringing you the true word. So there's a lot of great things going on every weekend dealing with the Almighty's word. And we urge you to take a listen so you can hear the truth. And if you ever have any questions about what we're teaching here from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, or you want to visit us at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, the address is 1907 Vine Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202. That's 1907 Vine Street, 45202, Cincinnati, Ohio. And our phone number is 513-237-5911. That's my number and the number that you can reach for the House of Israel. And you can also reach 513-291-9334. That's our other Moray, Moray Neftali. If you have any questions for us at the House of Israel of Cincinnati, don't be afraid to call us at reasonable times
so we can help you out with all your questions and concerns. And also is that Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. And make sure you listen to our program next week, as we'll be able to get to our callers and we'll be able to speak to more of our people that want to hear our program. But remember everything that was said this night and this day, because Yahweh, he wants us to gather ourselves together and magnify his law and make it honorable and only him and nobody else, and not be around with no other nation except the nation he gave us, and that's the nation of Israel. So until next week, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the House of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom.